Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, hanging out with Saints defensive tackle Colin Saunders. Man, going into year seven, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling young as ever. You know, I'm ready to get to it, though.
You know, a number of fans, they asked me, I said, well, I'm asking Colin Saunders. He'll know. Are we going to be able to stop the run? Because, you know, actually, that talking earlier to you, you know you can't be one before last against the run. And when you're giving up 4.9, 5 yards run, that's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
So, in your opinion, what could I tell him if I'm sharing? Is it, you think, the additional personnel in the scheme?
Yeah.
Because, you know, because at one point, it wasn't that long ago, we were pretty good against the run.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I think, honestly, the scheme will be very, very good for us. You know, moving to a more of a 3-4 type of scheme, you get a lot of one-on-ones. You know what I mean? And when you get the one-on-ones, it's almost like, you know, if we can't rely on our guys beating the one-on-one, then we shouldn't be in the NFL, period. And so, you know, I think we're going to have a lot of one-on-one blocks with the center and the nose, with the guards and the three techs, and then the edge setters and the tackles. And then, obviously, we got really big, strong guys on the edge. They're going to be able to cut it in half to where you can't just keep stretching out. And I think we got space eaters in the middle to where we're going to be defeating our one-on-one blocks and getting those tackles. So I think that, obviously, with the scheme and then obviously adding DG and Bull, Jonathan Bullard, they're great run stoppers. Obviously, DG, I mean, he's had, I don't even know, like 250 tackles in the last like three or four years. And so that shows you how much production he has. And I think that he'll be a great addition. And like I said, the scheme, it lends really well to stopping the run, because 3-4s, you can pretty much do whatever you want to out of it.
So how do y'all approach this aspect of, I guess, from a national perspective, maybe under the radar, not getting the respect? Mm-hmm. Is that like, hey, well, we just got to go play the game and just prove it on the field?
Absolutely.
Is that,
yeah. Absolutely. It's almost fun being, you know, ranked the worst, yeah. Because it's like, yeah, I don't expect nothing of us anyway. So why wouldn't we go out there and prove everybody wrong? And then me personally, I've always been a prove you wrong type of guy anyway. You know, I never went to the big schools, never had the big offers, and, you know, didn't know if I would be drafted or anything like that. And so my whole life has been about proving people wrong, and I love to do that, honestly. It's kind of a weird little kink I got to prove people wrong.
Sure.
So I definitely, you know, I think this year is going to be a fun one, because, you know, when you're already counted out, the only thing you can do is show people wrong.
Yeah, and how you handle adversity, handle that. You know, I went to Northwestern State University in Louisiana, played double digits. I didn't go to LSU. You're from St. Louis. You didn't go to Mizzou.
Exactly.
You went to direction of school, Western Illinois.
Exactly.
So they'll find you wherever you're at.
Exactly.
You just got to take advantage of that situation.
They say, what they say, the cream always rises. So, hey, if you got it, you got it. And if you don't, you don't. They'll find you. They find talent. So, you know, I'm just lucky and blessed to have gotten the opportunity. But, you know, I can't stop. It's year seven, and I'm still proving it. So I just got to keep on doing it.
Now, are you taking the wait and see approach right now with Coach Moore, as far as, you know, there's no fullback on the team, or maybe being a scenario situation?
Yeah.
No, depending on the game situation, obviously. But I know one day you'll probably let them know, you know, I played a little running back in my day.
No, I've not taken the wait and see. I've taken the go tell them right now approach, because I definitely, as soon as he came in here, I let him know, because we actually got our old running back coach back, Coach JT, and I, you know, he was the guy who put me on the offense 2 years back. And then last year we got away from it because we got, you know, a whole new coaching staff, but now he's back. As soon as I walked in the door and I saw him, I said, hey, you know what time it is. And so, we'll see. I don't want to speak too early, but I definitely think it might be a good chance that I can get some more offensive reps.
So what would be, I guess, the highlight of your career? Now, you know, I remember as a player, you take it 1 year at a time, but you're always trying to get double digit. Well, if I get 10 years and you had seven, that like a highlight, that had to be like unbelievable whenever you get an interception.
Yeah.
And especially in your backyard, right there, was that like, like, whoa, this would you went to sleep probably the night before. And you have those kind of dreams. Yeah, well, if that ever happened, but it happened. It's a reality to you.
Yeah, no, it was that game in general was, you know, it was a lot of emotions going on being there. A lot of my life has happened in Kansas City, you know what I mean? So, I that's just how it is. You know, when you're coming back to a place that you've been, I was there for 4 years, and just even riding past old stuff, you get the old feelings. And so I was ready to go into that game. And then for that to happen, it was almost like out of a storybook, you know. So, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun reconnecting with those guys because, like I say all the time, you know, I make really strong connections with my teammates. Love all these guys and the Saints. Still love a lot of those guys on the Chiefs, man. And that's just the type of guy I am. You know, I like to, but when we get on that field, though, I'm going to compete. I'm going to compete for sure. No matter who my friend is, offense, defense, it don't matter. I'm going to compete. So, but it was a good time for sure.
So who do you attribute your outgoing personality, your well-spoken? Is that from your mom or that, you know, because, you know, because not everybody, you know, and you tell it like it is. And so where, when you look back, like, you know, how you raised, you inherited that from, your grandma?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I come from a family of broadcasters and teachers and stuff, you know, so my mom is definitely, you know, she thought I was well-spoken. You got to talk to her, but she's a talker for sure. And then also I would attribute, well, I guess also my mom, because of the school district that she got me into, you know, back in St. Louis where I lived at. I lived in what you want to call the hood. I mean, keep it real. You know, I lived in the hood. But my mom made sure that I went to the better schools, because if I went to the schools that was around my house, I don't know where I would have been at right now. So she made sure that I got into the better schools in Parkway School District, which is actually one of the best school districts in the country. And you know, got there, got a lot of public speaking classes and stuff like that, and media training and stuff like that. So, you know, that's kind of where I can contribute all of that to. The football skills, my dad, though.
Okay, yeah, from your dad. Yeah, the combination.
Yeah, and great mix. Great
so
mix.
Is the team, and I know yourself, you're probably looking forward, you know, to have a break in camp. I know you probably wish maybe you were going against another opponent, but that'll be the preseason game against the Chargers. But how do you think about the opportunity to go back to Irvine? Was that nice what y'all did last year and then going into this year? Seems like when the weather's, you got a little pep in your step, you can push yourself out here. Yeah. But no excuse in Irvine.
Yeah.
You can't say, dealing with the heat or anything like that.
That's why they say California is so expensive, because you're paying for the weather, man. So, but no, I actually had the limited the opportunity to train. I trained coming out in Irvine. And now I train in Westlake Village, right over there near Calabasas. And that's why I train there, because the weather is perfect all the time and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely no excuses. You go out there, it's almost 75, 80 every day. You know what I'm saying? Good humidity levels and all of that. So it's always fun to get out there and get some work. And then, you know, obviously a change of scenery. Just, you know, to refresh the mind even.
Right.
It's not always about the body being refreshed. Sometimes about the mind and the psyche being refreshed as well. And so getting out there is always a good time, a little change of scenery. And then going out there for a little while and coming back home, it makes coming back home even better. So, you know, obviously we could stay here for the whole time, but I think the coaches do a great job of mixing that in, because you don't want guys to get lethargic and, you know, always just doing the same thing every day. So I think that they do a really great job of, you know, mixing in that Irvine trip.
Being the veteran that you are, how important, because you've been on different type of teams, from a confidence standpoint, that y'all get off to a great start.
Yeah.
You know, the Cardinals are coming to the Dome.
Yep.
The crowd's going to be all into it. It's the first game, opening game and all that. How important that's going to be, because, you know, all of a sudden you get the snowball rolling in your favor, and then you get that confidence that you need to propel during the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that confidence is key in anything, obviously, but especially in playing in NFL football, because, you know, and that's, there's different types of confidence as well, because you know, obviously you want to win every game, but sometimes you can take a loss and still be confident because of how you played, you know, and it might come down to a last second type of thing, and they just were fortunate enough for something right to happen. So confidence can go, confidence go up after a loss. Confidence can go down after a win. You know what I mean? Like, because
we were lucky.
Yeah. We were beating somebody 40 something, and then it ended up 35 to 40. You're like, how did they come out? You know what I mean? So confidence can go either way with a win or a loss. And so I think that, you know, just making sure that you learn what you're supposed to from every game. Honestly, that's been what's kept me around for these amount of years. Obviously, coming from a smaller school, you know, there's no guarantee that I'm going to be here after year after year. So just having that confidence and like I said, playing into your strengths and, you know, learning what you're good at and going out there and executing it, I think that builds the confidence. And then you just got to go out there and give it all and try and get the wins.
Colin, thanks so much for the time, man. Appreciate you joining us at practice, and good luck this season. We look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Bing.